right, this week we track down head coach Andy Brockman. What's going on?
Not too much. We're in the grind of the season. So a couple games a week and preparing and watching a lot of film every day, getting our time in the office with the tape and trying to get better every day.
Well, let's start with the most recent game was on Tuesday. You guys took on an Eastern Michigan team. I know they had a couple of guys that were out, but you score 100 points. You win big, 100-65. What'd you like about that performance?
Well, you know, you can't control who they bring to play, right? And injuries are a terrible part of the game. So, you know, when you see players on your own team that are out and you see players on other teams that are out, you never like to see that. You just want to play good on good. And, you know, you feel for those coaches too, even though you want to beat them. So, but we played the guys that they had available, and we played well. Our guys played well. We made a lot of big plays. And capitalized on some opportunities that maybe we hadn't before. Just had constant energy and sustained runs and kept momentum. So really proud of the team. They played great. The players really played great in that game. And, you know, we've seen that in stretches. We've seen a lot more in practice. The spirit of the team's been really, really good, spearheaded by Keenan, but a lot of guys following along, being a star in the roles. So it was a great game. A lot of things came together, and we need some more of that.
Score 100 points, six guys in double figures. Assist numbers, I think, were close to 20. Turnovers were down, I believe, under 10. Is that the goal of what you expect Chippewa fans to eventually watch on a consistent basis as you build this thing up?
Each game takes its own form, you know, but if you look at the end of the game box score, that's a great box score. And a lot of things panned out right, but you can't win every game like that. You got to find different ways to win. But yeah, that's the formula. You want to, you know, take care of the basketball. You want to win the rebounding margin and, you know, shoot a high percentage and contest shots on the other end. So it was a good end of the game box score, but they're not all going to look like that. You have to have multiple ways to win. You have to grind it out when you're not playing so well. And there's tons of different matchups in the MAC. So you have to be versatile.
I was trying to catch him. I was hoping you would say, yes, we're going to score 100 points every single game. Expect that moving forward.
All right. Cut that. Expect 100 points every time. You know, it's in there. It's possible. Mm-hmm. And if that's what it takes, we're going to have that in the game plan to be able to do that. You know, we want to play up tempo. We want to get to the free throw line and get the shots that allows us to have that potential. But sometimes not enough of them go in, or, you know, it's just it's a harder go of it that day. So, you know, maybe the next game we win 66-65. So that good teams win different ways. They can adjust to different styles, and, you know, that's just how basketball is.
Second conference win, second one at home, and this is a nice week because you get back-to-back home games. And Saturday, we got the toilet paper toss. Your first time as the head coach. Have you been to one of these? I know your dad is a CMU alum, and there are CMU alums all over the place, but what is this experience going to be like for you?
Well, I did go to Central Michigan basketball games when I was younger. My dad took me to games. So, and, you know, some of the good eras, I competed against those guys. And, you know, some of the West Michigan guys when I was playing at Cornerstone, you know, gotten open runs with them in the summer. And, you know, so, you know, I'm close to the history, but I've not been to a toilet paper toss game, and I am looking forward to being a part of it. And that's for sure. It's a special game, and it's really about the tradition of the program. And what a great idea to bring it back and, you know, to honor the past. And there's just a lot of excitement around it. So why not be excited about it? You know, it's still a basketball game, so none of the preparation changes. You know, the will to win is still the same. Preparing to win is still the same. But it's going to be a big crowd, and it's a great event, and it's unique to Central Michigan, and it brings back a lot of memories. And to be a part of it is pretty cool. It's pretty cool for me.
There's some cool traditions around college athletics and college basketball, but I feel like this is one of the best. I mean, if you're a student or you're a person that enjoys basketball, you crowd into McGurk Arena like 5,000 strong, and you just get to chuck TP onto the floor.
Yeah. I don't know the exact history of it, how it started. Maybe you can educate me. But what a unique idea, right? And the fact that they did it after the first basket in live play, and then I think started to get technical fouls called on them, right? And even heard some stories. We had a bunch of alum up a few weeks ago, and they're talking about frozen toilet paper rolls. And, you know, it started, I don't know if they're putting shanks in those things or what, but it got a little out of hand maybe. And, you know, but leave it to people to have those type of ideas. But right now it's good. It's a good ceremony. And, you know, I think we're going to bring back Irvin Levy. He's going to throw the pass to Clairbout. He's going to dunk it in, and the toilet paper is going to rain down. So I probably should tell Nate that he's got to dunk it in, because maybe he'll watch this and figure it out. But I think he should be able to do that. But what a great ceremony, great idea. And it's cool, but it really is amazing to just – everybody's really excited about this. Mm-hmm. They're really excited about this. So for us as coaches, though, it can't take – the focus on what needs to get done, and that's to be a really good Bowling Green team that has a lot of star players and certainly is playing well.
So let's go through it a little bit. It was kids out of Thorpe Hall back in the early 80s.
Okay.
The men's basketball team was struggling that year, and they were thinking of ways to just try and make the game a little bit more exciting. So I think it was like a group of four or five of them at one point decided, let's bring toilet paper to the game. They scored the first basket, they threw it on the floor, people picked it up, the game just kept moving. And then all of a sudden, the next game, all of these students were calling them going, hey, can we throw the toilet paper with you? And they're like, of course, you can throw it with us. And then so they did it again, and that's kind of how it started. And yes, it's come and gone, and there has been some times where the opposing team is on the floor and toilet paper was wet and then frozen, and they tried to throw it at the opposing players, and you can't do that. So it's come and gone, but it's been over 40 years. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. It is cool, you know, and it's just, we're kind of in that middle of, like, you know, not riding bicycles without helmets type of era, you know. So, you know, I'm all about ripping down goalposts and storming the floor. At the same time, all about safety. So we got it in a good place, and it's going to be fun to be a part of.
No doubt. All right, I got one more question. We have a roll of toilet paper here. So, Coach Bronx, I got some tape on here. I think I got to rip this off. But do you have a form how you would throw it? Do you have any teaching for us how you need to throw the toilet paper this Saturday?
Well, you know I like to study tape. So I think you got to unroll a little bit of it first.
That right? Giant hole in there.
So you get a tail. And then you grab it and you throw it like a football. So spiral, all right? So you start with your thumb up, follow through with your thumb down, spiral that thing. But you got to start with the tail, so it's already unveiled a little bit. And you got to throw it high. You can't just – it's not a level one pass. You know, you got to put a little touch on it.
You got to get it to the floor.
Yeah, yeah. You got to get it in between that cover two safety in the corner and just drop it in there. So that's my advice.
We got the mic in front of your right hand. Do you want to throw this with your left hand?
I'm pretty good left-handed.
You are, we'll find out.
Yeah, pretty good. I might have to play in pickleball left-handed. If we beat you too bad, I'll go lefty for a little while, all right? So I'll go lefty.
There it is. That's beautiful.
That's not so,
it looks good.
That's not so bad. I actually have a little experience, you know. I won't admit it officially, but, you know, like back in the day where I'm from, you know, maybe late at night, you grab a few rolls with your friends and, you know, you – go to your other friend's house and decorate it.
That's right. That's right. You know what? This is cool that we're getting a chance to do this, because it feels like time has gone pretty quick. You got here back in April, and here we are in, well, the last week of January. How have things gone just settling in as the head coach at Central Michigan?
Well, the most important thing is we love it here. We moved some families in with the coaching staff. We've gotten to be part of the community. And we love it here, and we're on a mission, doing everything we can every day to be as good as we can be and advance the program and just carry the torch. Once you get in the season, you know, it's really, some things get put aside, you know, because you're really preparing, and it's quick turnarounds, and you're really involved in the game plan and the practice, and that's what it is. It's Groundhog's Day. But you know, when things settle down, we'll get back out to doing some of the other things on the list, and you know, continue to move the program forward and continue to meet people and influence people and just continue the excitement. There's a lot of pride around Central Michigan and our athletics programs, and we tend to capitalize on that. And you know, but right now we're in the grind and we're doing everything we can to be the best we can be.
When and where did your love of basketball start?
Oh, wow. When and where? So my dad was a basketball coach, football coach. We were just into it. My brother's 2 years younger than me, sister 6 years younger. And, you know, that's just what we did. My mom and dad, we had some other interests, and but we did sports. And we're just in the gym. And I guess I just love competition. And it ended up being basketball. Really, really pretty big football guy, you know, big football guy, and played a little baseball too. And just whatever season it was, that's the sport I loved, and just competing with my friends and trying to win games. But, you know, a decision was made to play basketball in college, and it kind of took off from there. Still found my way to coach a little football at GRCC and stay involved that way. But wanted to be a teacher and a coach. And, you know, it really didn't matter the sport. You know, I'd have coached anything in high school. I just love coaching, love being around young people, making them better, and competing. And it just ended up doors opening for basketball. Started as a PE teacher, kindergarten through sixth grade, and went for a varsity coaching job at Crossroads Charter. Didn't end up getting it. Had an opportunity to coach the JV. You know, they were starting a football program there. I was talking to the football coach, be assistant football coach, and you know, that was my dream, teacher and coach. And you know, ended up volunteering at Ferris for 3 years while I was teaching, and then moved into assistant role, and then you know, moved into that coaching role, and now here. But some doors open. This is not exactly what I set out to do. It's not like it's the dream, but it is a dream. And you know, it's just kind of in our blood. This is how our family has operated, through competition. You know, my brother coached junior college for 3 years, head coach at GRCC, highly successful there with 3 championships in 3 years, 2 national tournament appearances. And, you know, my sister played college volleyball and then transferred here to Central for her speech pathology degree. And, you know, she did some AAU coaching. So it's what we do. And so the love started right from the beginning.
What do people need to know about the town, the city of McBain that haven't, like me, haven't been there before?
Yeah, well, don't blink and you'll miss it. But it's on 66, kind of by Cadillac. And, you know, it's just small town America. And I was blessed, just really blessed to be around great coaches. I mean, for a small town to have such great coaches, and you know, just kind of a blue collar tradition, and then to grow up with a group of guys that were a cut above the rest. You know, we had a really strong group in my class and some classes around me. So we had some good teams. You know, for up north, Class C, Division 6, Division 7 football. You know, we had some really good teams, and we took it serious. We competed, gave it everything we had, and we had some real success. So it was a lot of fun growing up in a small town where, you know, the games were packed, and, you know, the pride for the green and the gold and McBain really mattered, and we took it serious. So, and they continue that tradition. They've been very successful, and my high school basketball coach is still coaching there and looking to make another big run this year. So state championship in 2002, proud of that. And that was a great run for us, and we had a lot of great players and made it to the finals in football. Pretty devastating game there, but still to this day, haven't watched that full game through. You know, I had a lead at halftime and then couldn't get it done. And that was a tough one because when I was a water boy for my dad's team in 93, they made it to the finals and lost. And it was kind of just like a – we were supposed to redeem that, you know, we were supposed to redeem that for my dad, for that group of guys, a couple of those star players that I really idolized became teachers in McBain. And, you know, we were on a path to get it done, and we lost that game. And then the following basketball season, we figured out how to win the championship that year. So that was gratifying. But, yeah, it was great growing up in a small community with a lot of pride. And, you know, you look back, I follow all the scores, certainly stay in touch with coach. And, you know, old teammates, we can dial it back and the stories grow and grow. But really appreciate growing up there, and appreciate any pocket of Michigan or the United States where they have that type of work ethic and pride for, you know, for their high school team.
Early 2000s, you guys are winning championships at McBain, competing for championships, but also that's the last time Central Michigan was able to get to the NCAA tournament. Do you remember, just because it's only a little north here of Mount Pleasant, of knowing what was going on with the Chippewa basketball team or seeing them get to the NCAA tournament?
Oh, no doubt. I went to those games, you know, with Tim Kisner running the point guard. And then, you know, when they went to the tournament, you know, I was a freshman at Cornerstone. And, you know, one of the players, Brandon Voorhees, ended up being a teammate of mine at Cornerstone. And we were number one in the nation. He was, you know, if not the best player I ever played with. He's arguably the best player. He's very, very good, unselfish, could do everything. But I played with a lot of good players at Cornerstone. And, you know, so there was a lot of ties. And like I said, you know, speaking of Tim, and there's a lot of names. They had some West Michigan guys, but Tim would come back to the Grand Rapids area and get all the best players. And somehow I wiggled my way into playing those open gyms at the courthouse, and you know, got to play against the talent and got to play against Chris. And at the time there was Kyle Vissers at Wake Forest, and just that group in that era of guys. You know, we would hoop together in the summer, and you know, just so yes, pay very close attention to it. I'm a basketball fan, so I remember it well.
At Cornerstone, you went there for college. How was that experience in helping enhance your love of basketball and preparing you to be a teacher and a coach like you are now?
Yeah, they had a great education program. Dr. Klingensmith was a real good mentor. She ran a wonderful physical education program, and just the teaching us how to make lesson plans and how to prepare the class. So love that. But, you know, the Cornerstone experience for me, actually a little story. Coach Jay Smith came to McBain and met with me in Coach Copeman's office. And, you know, we talked about walking on, and I came down here for an open gym, played against the Webbers and played against the current guys here. And, you know, the walk-on wasn't for me. I wanted to go to Cornerstone. They were coming off a 99 national championship. I watched a couple of their games. My eighth grade teacher played at Cornerstone, Danver Brickmos, and he was a big influence on me also. And so, yeah, I wanted to go where I could play, where I could win. That's always been my recruiting pitch to people. Go where you can play. It's more fun when you play, and go where you can win. Winning's more fun. So we won big at Cornerstone. Didn't get the national championship. Got a Final Four, Elite Eight, but didn't get the national championship. Coach Elders is a Hall of Famer, over 800 wins. He's got three of them. It was a great fit for me, and enjoyed my time there. And again, it was just a lot like high school, just a lot of excellent talent around me. And, you know, that's what we're going to do to you on the pickleball court today, too. I got Coach Lake. He's my ringer. So I'm going to put talent around me, and we're going to try to dominate.
That's what I was just about to say. You read my mind here. We got to go play some pickleball, because I've been hearing about you guys playing in the mornings up here inside, and I'm like, I got to get in on this. I love pickleball.
Yeah, I'm dressed and ready. So as you can see, and you know, been playing a little bit. Played a lot at Ferris State with Coach Rock and Coach Anise and a group of guys. Tesva Smith, we played a lot with him. He's now over here, so he can play a little pickleball. I'm just a hustling hack, and maybe a little trash talk, and you know, I'm sure there's gonna be some controversy. You know, like to stir it up a little bit, mm-hmm. But it's a good way to get a sweat, and you know, it's like anything else. I like to think I'm better than I am, but I am better than Coach Anise, no matter what he says. He's got his home court in his driveway, and he always makes me play on the side that's too close to the grass, right? So. And he's a lefty, so I know his game well, but like to compete, just like we said earlier, you know, anything we do, you compete and have some fun doing it.
All right, we're going to go compete. We're pickleball ready. Let's go do it. to a good start.
For now, man. You guys got to get some chemistry over there.
It's our first time playing. We're going to work out the kinks. We're going to be fine.
Coach Lake and I got chemistry. 0-2-1. I don't think this is going to go on any pickleball forums.
We're getting our butts beat right now. Bad.
Hey, the goal is to break a sweat, so come on, pick it up. Here we go.
I thought the goal was to score and to win.
Good shot. Got him on the
drop.
You're good. That, my friend, is a shutout.
Woo!
Oh, this is the winning side. We're on
is that
the board.
A point? That's a point, dude.
My bad,
we're on
Coach
the board.
Lake.
Game two.
My bad.
Lob. Just not smart right there.
At this rate, you guys score two next game.
6-7-1. Yes.
Quit trying to play your game. Just get it in.
Nice.
Oh, that's on the tape. Respect the call.
That's 100% on the tape.
Out.
On the tape.
Out.
That wasn't
11-10.
Even close. Hit the white line. The white line isn't even thick, and it still hit it. Unreal.
We got to rewind. You got that?
Guys, beat it. Tape. I hit it right on the tape. What do you got, Garrett?
Inconclusive.
All right, so this is what happens. We finally get a tight game. They're going to make up some.
No, it's all right. It's in. It's in.
11-10-1. Yep. Woo! We got one. Good game. Great pickling.
You going to touch paddles or not?
Oh, we do that.
No, other end. No.
Good work. All right, we played for like over an hour, so we're not going to be able to put all of the pickleball on there. So this is your chance to request what highlights you want from Nick behind the scenes.
Or lowlights. Plenty of those, too. It's harder to stop on a dime, and you made some great shots for sure. But and a couple of those calls, we had a
lot of controversy.
Look, we needed the cameras to zoom into those lines a little bit more. No, that was a lot of fun. I can't believe you talked me into some one-on-one at the end. I'm a two-on-two pickleballer, okay, with a much talented player as my partner. That's my style. But it was a lot of fun, and let's do it again.
Okay, I like it. Yeah, no, it is unique though, because you play more two-person pickleball, I play more one-person, and it's just the game is completely different, two-on-two rather than one-on-one.
Yeah, it's completely different. One-on-one, you have to move more, right? You have to move more, and, it takes a little bit more skill, which, you know, I have decent hand-eye coordination, but you got some footage, so I'm sure you're going to show some, and there's not much technique in there. Like any time I play against somebody that's got some real racket skills, you know, I get exposed quickly, as you can see with some of you guys' shots. But I always remember playing against my friend John Coles, who was in the pickleball circuit for a while and number one singles at Velpo. And the first time I played against him was the last time. I said, "Hey man, we're not going to play again. This is just not going to work out for me. Too many L's and too many embarrassing moments, so I'm probably never going to get good enough to play against him unless he slows down a little bit. So it's fun to play 2-on-2. There's more people in the room. But 1-on-1, hey, you talk me into it.
I think maybe for the offseason, when it gets a little warmer up here, we can go over to Island Park. They've got the pickleball courts there. Maybe we need to get some of the coaches out there from the athletics department here. See if we go get a tournament or something going.
We can get a tournament. Yeah, we can get a tournament going. I've been to Island Park. What a great park. And, you know, we in COVID, we set up a court by the football field. And we played. And I just remember one day playing when it was so windy. And we needed to be outside. We needed to get some exercise. But the wind's a factor. Wind's a factor. And we got a nice court indoors. So right now with this weather, living indoors is the best thing. But let's do that.
All right. We got a big game coming up on Saturday. But I did want to ask you, you know, we asked you a little bit about your background, but you spent so much time at Ferris. First as an assistant, then as a head coach. You guys win multiple championships. You win a national championship. Tell us about your experience up in Big Rapids and just how much that has helped to get you to where you're at today.
Oh, that's a deep question. You know, we talk a lot about competition. We talk a lot about surrounding yourself with good people, doing the things that winners do, you know, plugging into the process. You know, it's all process driven, and the results have come through in a lot of years. But we had success there at Ferris State. You know, we found a path during that era of college basketball in that division to be successful. There's a lot of good teams in the GLIAC. So, you know, we remember the big games, the championships, but there were some tough games too. You know, it's just about competing and putting your best foot forward. But, you know, I can't go into enough depth about the talented players we had and the coaches that I was able to get to coach with me. And so it was all about that. It was all about the alum. It was all about, you know, carrying the tradition. It was there long before me at Ferris State, rich 90 year tradition, decade after decade of championships. So that was a fun time. I was plenty happy there, plenty happy to coach there forever. Make the big time where you're at. But this opportunity presented itself at Central Michigan. A lot of ties here. We've talked about that tons of times together. So this was a no-brainer for me to come over here and just, you know, see what the path is like to get us back to the tournament here. And that's what we're hired to do, and that's what we're trying to do.
How motivated are you and this staff to try and get this place back to the top, winning championships, getting to the NCAA tournament, and hopefully seeing the fans fall in love again with this basketball program, even more than they are right now?
Yeah, that's the byproduct of what we're really here to do. We're here to hang around young men that have a common goal, that want to be great. This is not just coach speak. This is what we do. We want to take people and teach them how to be great. Basketball is our tool. It guides our life. We teach them how to be great in basketball. They take that blueprint and they go on to do successful things in their life. And that's what's really rewarding. Even this season, so many Ferris State alum have come and become Chippewa fans and come back. They come back for a reason. And we're going to do that here at Central Michigan. It's been done here before, so we're just carrying the torch now. So we are motivated for that to end up being a result. You know, it's a result-driven business, and there's a scoreboard, there's wins and losses. We're very conscious of that. At the same time, you know, the ultimate goal is to be as good as you can be and always pursue your best and your full potential. And there's not always a definition of what your full potential is. I mean, because there's no ceiling. You can just get better and better. You never rest. And, you know, that's the daily process we're in. And we think the unique combination of our ideas can get us to the top. And we're ready to pivot and change whenever we need to as new information comes. But that's the goal. And how do you get there? You do it. You do one right thing after another.
Okay. Tomorrow's the big day, 7 o'clock, Central Michigan, Bowling Green, the toilet paper toss. Your chance, because I think there's still a few tickets. It's going to be pretty full, but there's still an opportunity to get a few tickets. Students, faculty, fans, alums, why do they need to come out to this specific game to watch?
Well, my niece is skipping a birthday party to come, so if that tells you anything. My sister Emily said she wasn't going to miss it, so she's coming to the game instead of the birthday party. And for a for a youngster to do that, it tells you that this is a special game. So that's just one example. People are excited about it. Get your tickets. I mean, you got to make this one, and hopefully it hooks a few more people. And, you know, I do believe that the team we have is worthy to cheer on. I mean, these guys are giving a great effort, and there's a lot of storylines as a team and as a program, certainly, but as individuals too. There's a lot of people to grab onto and say, hey, you know, can we get a picture at the end of the game? Or, you know, I'm a big fan of you. This is why, you know, we have a lot of individuals that are worthy to cheer on, and a lot of guys I'm proud of. So come on out. Let's pack McGurk. And let's throw some toilet paper and let's get the win.
Chance for you guys to go on a little bit of a run perhaps here. I know it's process driven and who knows what the ceiling is, but there's some momentum after Tuesday and a chance to be right back home for hopefully a big crowd to cheer your guys on. And you guys are trying to win two straight in the Mid-American Conference, which is very tough this year for the first time this season.
That is what we're trying to do. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's no shortage of talent in this league, and great coaching, and we're figuring it out. You know, we haven't played any of the teams twice yet. You know, so these are all new scouts for us, and that's been a lot of fun to digest what the other teams have as far as, you know, personnel and what they do really well in their style of play, and to try to combat it and get the win. So let's start a streak. I like where your mind's at, and you know how we're going to do that. We're going to do that by having some great practices and some great film sessions and really studying well and putting our guys in position to make plays. That's our job as coaches. We got a great staff here. I'm very pleased with what the staff has done, you know, challenged them on all fronts, and they're coming through, and, you know, our resolve, our spirit has been, you know, undeterred and untouched. We're really fired up. The team chemistry is fantastic. And, you know, even guys that aren't getting exactly what they wished for, or they're desiring more, you know, they're hanging in there. And those are life lessons you got to learn too. So I like where we're at, and I like our chances to get two in a row.
You know, my favorite part so far of the Andy Broncoma era is when I travel with you guys, the Little Debbie snacks. We got oatmeal cream pies. We got the Nutter Butters. Oh, man. Jeez. It's awesome traveling with you guys.
Yeah. That's thanks to Kyle, Coach Lake, and in the crew. We got some good snacks. You know, but I've been staying away. I've been staying away from the snacks, which is hard to do. So I think we got some oranges in there too, and usually some apples.
You guys have found some good oranges.
Yeah, I don't know if you noticed those. the Little Debbies are oatmeal cream pies, and
can ask the people if you come down to my office. I'm a looker. I'm not much of an eater, but I have this intense candy jar. I've got Lindt truffles in there right now. I like to put them there and hope that people take them so that I don't have to eat them. But I'm a very proud candy or sweet watcher. Maybe not so much an eater.
Yeah, I got a big sweet tooth too, so. That's good. I'm glad you like that. It's fun traveling with you. We've had some good moments on the road for sure. Let's make some more memories and, you know, get back on the road here, for two big road trips after this, toilet paper toss game. Right. And, some serious travel. But those are some of the memories people remember the most.
And clearly
the snacks, right. The food, so that's good.
Well, hey, Coach, it's been awesome to get to know you since you got here in April. Your staff, your players, appreciate the way that you're representing Central Michigan, and it's fun to follow this team. Thank you so much for whooping my butt on the pickleball court.
I thought you were going to lead into that. You know, I was going to write this is the whiteboard right here. I was going to write the records on the board here, win loss wise.
You can. What, 3-1, yeah. I think, or something like that? 4-1?
3-1, and if the 1-on-1 we didn't finish, but.
That was competitive, tied, though. Tied. That was fun.
Yeah,
it was good.
Yeah.
Tied, no, that was good. But seriously, though, we're happy to have you here at Central Michigan.
Asterix by the one loss, by the way.
Still asterix. Going on the pickleball.
Asterix. So we'll let the fans.
Well, hold
decide.
On. What's the asterix?
Well, there's a couple calls. And,
please.
You know, would you want us to play with no paddles? I mean,
we didn't tell you to play left-handed. You chose to do that.
We did, and we grinded it out, and you guys defeated us. So the credit goes to you guys.
That's right.
Yep, I will admit. Took the L.
Coach, thanks for your time. Best of luck in the toilet paper toss. Enjoy it, and go get him the rest of the season.
All right. Thanks, Adam.